I'm not sure how many points he has. We'll have that information for you at the half. But he's got quite a few points going on. I'm willing to bet he's in double digits already. 27-13, 5:28 to go here in the third. Collins basket is going to be no good.
Got the hometown bounce, too.
And had a lane violation there, so no good. Stays 27-13.
Kovic will bring it down for the Pirates. Let's see if they get their offense set here. And it looks like they are going to try to slow it down. They want to work it down low. Grkovic up top. He'll swing it on over to Hansen. Hansen gives it back to Grkovic. Wide open on the wing. No good for three. Ball gets chased down and Holland in the corner. And it's actually last touch by the Pirates, Jordan Boone. So it will stay with the Patriots.
Boone's got lucky there. He tried to slap the ball away from Jake Holland and, he could have got called for the reach-in foul, but the officiating crew just happened to be in the wrong spot to see that, so he should take the break that he got right there. And here comes Harbor Beach with their full court man-to-man.
Well, McBrayer's able to break it, and he almost threw that one away. And we have a whistle on the floor.
That's going to be against Aaron Ginther. He made an attempt to steal the ball, and he made a clean tip, but then he turned around and bumped into
Daniel Rick. Yep, so he will head to the line now.
And that's going to be Ginther's third foul, and it's going to be the team's seventh. So the rest of the way out, both teams are going to be in the bonus, and that's not what you want to see on Ginther. Pick up his 13th foul.
Rick's first attempt is through. It is now 28-13 with 4:54 to go in this second quarter of play. USA leads Harbor Beach. Here comes the second attempt for Dan Rick. It's up and good. Nothing but net. Now 29-13. Rick will now grab a seat on the bench into the game. Nick Fletcher. And Grkovic to bring it down for the Pirates. He'll quick swing it over to Kraft. Kraft throws it over to Hansen. Hansen with it back to Kraft. Kraft on the wing. They're going to try to work it down low. Unable to. They get it over to Sorensen. Now over to Hansen, working it down low to Seaman. Back out to Hansen.
And you got a great defense there by the big guy, Jake Holland. They do get, Seaman does get himself over that
driving. No good.
Seaman gets himself set inside, gets positioned, but once he gets the ball, Jake Holland just closes out on him and he has no shot there and has to throw it back out. But USA is playing excellent defense.
And right there on the offensive end, an easy 2 points for Kyle Fletcher. The Patriots have an easy time breaking this press that the Harbor Beach defense is trying to bring.
31-13 here.
Driving down the lane was number 10, Sean Sorensen. The layup was no good, but he was fouled in the process. He'll head to the charity stripe.
It's the first time I've got to see the USA Patriots play this year, and I've got to tell you, they look good. You know, I've been reading all about them, and I knew they got off to the slow start, but that's typical of the Patriots. But by midseason, they usually start pulling it together, and they're always in contention. They ended up 11-11 last year, and it was the first time in the 8 years, or over an eight-year time span, that they did not win the district title since 2001. I should say they've had eight district titles since 2001. So for them not to be in it last year was unusual. But this year they look like they're ready to go and can take on just about anybody.
Easy play for the Patriots. The first attempt is missed. So is the second. It will go out of bounds and remain with the Patriots. Dakota Gangler unable to put up the easy lay-ins as one of the Pirates actually fell down at the other end. Sorensen for the Pirates a few minutes ago added both of his free throw attempts, so it's now a 31-15 game here in the second quarter, 3:49 to go.
Gangler's in for Holland. Holland's taking a break. They still have out there McBrayer, Botello,
and he throws that one away. Did Botello, his man cut on him at the last second. And a layup, a wide open layup, no good.
I feel bad for Sorensen. Sorensen took that ball down, took his time, let the two defenders go by him, laid it up, and went partway down the cylinder and rolled right back out.
That's why you gotta use the glass. The timeout on the floor, 3:41 to go, 31-15. Patriots lead it. We'll be back right after a short break.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Spanning 63 years in three generations, Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
Welcome back into the Unionville Siebeling Gymnasium. 3:41 to go in this first half of play. The Patriots lead the Pirates 31-15. Derek Giesner here with you, joined by Sue Schrader. And it has been a shooting clinic tonight for the Patriots.
Now, they're pretty much having their way with the Harbor Beach Pirates right now, which is very unusual because Harbor Beach's defense is known for a very strong, spiny, man-to-man defense. But tonight, USA is having their way, and I'm really, really surprised.
Gangler down low, gets the rebound off of it, 3, puts it into 2, and is fouled in the process. They'll go to the line for 1. It's now 33-15 ball game.
And Coach Rubel looks a little frustrated, and I can see why there, you know. Right now, they're making the big guys look good here right now, and they're simply just not boxing them out at all, Derek. I've not seen any boxing out by the Harbor Beach Pirates right now. Nobody's putting a body on the big guy here, and he's getting easy rebounds, either Gangler or Allen when he's in the game.
Yep, they are just making it look easy down low in the paint. And Gangler has the tricky free throw to convert on the three-point play. Here comes Frost with the jump set, and he gets the floater to go, 34-17 in favor of the Patriots. USA quickly coming down the court. Dominic James up top. Gets it over to Batello. Batello wants to work it down low. He gets it to McBrayer, who gets the ball stuffed from Krukovic. If I could stop. Vic Fletcher with the ball now. He'll start to drive. He kicks it out. Dominic James up top with the ball, trying to set things up. James will make his move to the right. Gets it over to McBrayer in the corner. McBrayer.
Now you're seeing the Harbor Beach defense that you're normally used to seeing here right now. It's a tight man-to-man. They're not letting anybody get any dribble penetration, no passing. And right there, you just saw dribble penetration turn the ball over.
And McClair was looking to dump it down low to Batello, but Batello wasn't looking for it, throws it away. And that turnover will give it over to Harbor Beach.
Kyle Comer comes in for Nick Fletcher for the Patriots.
Krukovic will bring it up slowly for the Pirates. He'll work over to the right wing. Tries to get it down low. Patriots intercept it. Comer quickly bringing it down. Going coast to coast. Misses the last ball, tipped around. And it will go with the Pirates.
And that time you've seen a box out there. You saw Sorensen working his shorts off there, trying to get the rebound. And his teammate actually come over and boxed out Gangler. And Gangler ended up reaching over the back there. And down here on that pass, Krukovic tried to feed it inside to Andrew Simon. And Simon had great position, but Gangler made a great defensive play to get around him as the pass was coming in and tip it to his teammate.
Burnson now at the charity stripe. First one off the front of the rim, then the back, and in.
Burnson comes into the game averaging 8 points a game. Last year, he got a lot of playing time. I don't know when his average was last year, I don't remember, but he did work hard when he was out there, and that's something you get from all these Harbor Beach Pirates. You don't see any of them ever coming in and slacking or giving up, even with this lead they have right now. They'll keep chipping away and keep chipping it away, and if they can figure out a way here at the half to start getting an open behind the three-point line, you'll see that they've got some three-point specialists of their own also.
Burns enabled to knock both of them down. The score now 34-19 at the 2:05 mark to go.
Wilson with a great steal there from taking it right out of the hands of Dominic James after he got the pass inside there. So there's a good play there.
Harbor Beach will have the ball underneath their basket. Few substitutions for both teams.
Kevin Kraft, or Hanson comes in for Kevin Kraft. Kevin Kraft has just checked in. So we're going back and forth here for defensive offensive purposes.
Sorensen will start to drive. He kicks it out to Seaman, who puts it up and in. Man, that kid is on fire tonight. He has got a sweet stroke.
Oh, yeah, he can take it up, and he gives a nice jump shot. You know, a lot of high school kids are lazy on their jump shots. He's not one of them. He actually gets up off the ground and gives you a true jump shot. He's not flat-footed at all.